All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. What's the need for training? We train because we care about others. We agree to stand, fight, and die for those that we love. Become an asset to your community, not a liability. Visit VindictaSolutions.com. Come get some training. You can also visit ReadyMadeResources.com, where the next two training courses are going to be at, starting in February. On the 10th, we have the Shoot, Move, Communicate course. This is a two-day course. The course costs a total of $650. It will be running daytime and nighttime. And then we also have March 14th through the 17th. This is our big four-day course. That is $1,000. We do feed people lunch and dinner on that course, the two-day course. In February, we will not be feeding anybody, but we'll be getting as many reps in the shoot house as possible. No real big events or scenarios. It's just nonstop training. But that big course in February is the fun one. So if you don't have any of the basics, visit us in February for the basics and come right back in March for some of the advanced stuff. Hope to see you there.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hi,
right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. We have on with us the Vindicta Solutions team. We're going to talk a little bit about the training coming up in February, March, and in April. And then we're going to go over something very interesting, which is the new bill that's been passed into legislation for Congress. And that is Senate Bill 3589, Preventing Private Paramilitary Activity Act of 2024. We've been telling people for quite a long time that I don't know how long we're going to be able to train you, because eventually this type of Congress, these politicians, are going to shut down your ability to be able to train, to be able to carry your firearms, to be able to purchase firearms, travel with firearms, hell, probably not even let you outside the house with your firearms. And now we have the first introduction of this act. For the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, you have the Democrats who've been trying to establish a law that would more or less defang the Second Amendment. I remember when they started saying that terminology, defanging the Second Amendment. And I remember what they said was they wanted to take away any type of semi-automatic firearm, any type of large caliber firearm, take away suppressors, take away body armor, take away night vision, take away thermal cameras, for God's sake. And now here they are. They don't even want you to train. So what do you think they're up to? Probably nothing good. So let's bring on the team. Justin, we'll start with you because you're the one who was, complaining the most about this. And, yeah, man, let's just get right into it. Go ahead, Justin.
All right. So, I mean, obviously the name itself kind of throws up some red flags. But the biggest thing that I see here is basically the offense is it'll be unlawful to knowingly in any circumstance describe in subsection B while acting part or on the behalf of a private paramilitary organization or armed with a firearm, explosive incendiary device, or other dangerous weapon, right? So it says on behalf of a private military organization and armed with a weapon. Like, so what is, okay, so here's the definition for a private military organization. Means a group of three or more persons associated under command structure for the purpose of functioning in public or training to function in public as a combat support, law enforcement, or security services. Three or more people. So, I mean, that's like every class ever.
Yeah. The way I'm reading this, you know, private paramilitary organization, the term private paramilitary organization means any group of three or more persons associating under a command structure. So if we're just out there training, there's no command structure. It's not an organization that's going to go out and do any type of public activity, policing, law enforcement, combat support, or security services. But they can twist it for when they say the purpose of functioning in public or training to function in public.
Right. So yeah, that's where the problem occurs is like, then it's intent. How do you like, I mean, that's a huge problem there.
When they talk about an organized militia, if you look at point 10, regularly organized state militia, the term regularly organized state militia includes a defense force authorized under section 109 of title 32. Well, the state militia is under the direct control of the governor. So if the governor wants to activate militias, he damn well can. He or she damn well can. It's part of the Second Amendment to have a militia, especially during a time of tyranny when militias probably are what the country's going to have as the country's completely eroded, which is why they're trying to completely tear apart the Second Amendment peace by peace. They're trying to defang the Second Amendment. Look, this is what's dangerous about this is they bring in all the same stuff I mentioned a while ago, right? Remember how I said that they're trying to completely ban firearms in general? Go back to definitions, Point one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The term ammunition has the meaning given the term in Section 921. Armed forces, a dangerous weapon, you know, and then they talk about explosive or incendiary device. Well, that's a smoke grenade now. So at one point in time, we were able to purchase smoke grenades and use them for training purposes because the fog of war, and it helps, you know, make things a little bit cooler for the students coming in. Well, now we can't use them because Congress, the ATF says, well, they're a dangerous incendiary device. Yeah. Ridiculous. But
we can't buy them anymore.
That's right. And they mentioned firearms, and they mentioned large capacity ammunition feeding device, which means a magazine, belt, drum, feed strip, or similar device that has a capacity of, or that can be readily restored or converted to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition, and does not include an attached tubular device designed to accept and capable of operating only with 22 caliber rimfire ammunition. Well, damn, ain't that nice of them.
Have you ever seen a 30 round stripper clip?
No.
Yeah, because I don't think they exist, so that's funny that they put that in there.
No, well, I mean, they're thinking ahead, right?
They are. They are, because that's exactly what the firearms community would do. They'd be like, okay, all right, we're going to make a 30-round stripper club. Yeah, they are thinking ahead.
Yeah, this is dangerous conversations, because not only do they not want you to have the president of your choice or your First Amendment or your Second Amendment, not only do they want to control your finances, destroy your borders, they want to promote everything that's ungodly. They want to completely destroy law and law, the ability to enforce law. But now they also want you to not be able to defend yourself in any term of the sense. I mean, what are we going to do? Use harsh language and sticks?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is very dangerous, gents. Damus, what do you think?
I think they're breaking down the fabric of our, ability to defend ourselves. And that's what's so alarming, is not just defend, but train and prepare ourselves for not just, you know, it's not against the governments, for our personal protection and our self-defense. And that's what really screams out to me about this. That's what is so alarming, like what you're saying.
Yep. Here, listen, this is the next part of the bill. Unauthorized private paramilitary activity. Here's the offense. It shall be unlawful to knowingly, in a circumstance described in subsection B, while acting as part of or on behalf of a private paramilitary organization and armed with a firearm, explosive or incendiary device, or other dangerous weapon. What's interesting is, wouldn't this also be like any security attachment for any millionaire, billionaire? You know what I mean?
Doesn't that? Yeah, that's true, actually.
It's going to fall on them too. Well, listen.
Yeah, because Blackwater and stuff's paramilitary group.
Yes, they are. Blackwater is no longer around, but there are.
Well, whatever they're called now.
Yeah, there are other groups out there. I've worked for one of them before. But here's the thing, though, is what they list in the next 5 points describes exactly what happens whenever we want to police our own. Our own land, when we want to police our own neighborhood during any type of time of duress or disaster. It says that it'll be unlawful to publicly patrol, drill, which means train. It'll be unlawful to publicly patrol, walk around your street with your gun, drill, or engage in techniques capable of causing bodily injury or death. By God, take the keys away from everybody now, from all their vehicles. All right, next. Interfere with, interrupt, or attempt to interfere with, or interrupt government operations or a government proceeding. What that also refers to is what Governor Greg Abbott is wanting to eventually do with one of the Senate bills that was introduced. I think it was like Section 4. And that bill said that eventually, if need be, they will call upon people, Texas citizens, and ominous dominus, you are now part of the posse, grab your gun and your gear and report to duty. And you're going to go down the border and you're going to help police the border. Right. So that would stop even governmental functions from state governments. Then it goes on to say interfere with, it'll be unlawful to interfere with or intimidate another person in that person's exercise of any right under the Constitution of the United States. Isn't that what the politicians are doing?
Isn't that illegal already?
Yeah. Let's enforce the law. How about we try that? Number four, it'll be unlawful to assume the functions of a law enforcement officer, peace officer, or public official, whether or not acting under the color of law, that means whether or not you were actually in the right to do so, and thereby assert authority or purport to assert authority over another person without the consent of that person. That would be detention or a citizen's arrest, or to train to engage in any activity described in the previous paragraphs.
Okay, so that's the one. That's the one right there that is like, I think that's number five is like the really the getter.
Because, yeah, they keep talking about training.
Yep. Well, yeah, right, exactly. But that's like any of this is that all comes down to intent. Like, well, we teach like some of the classes we do the patrolling publicly, like that right there. It's yeah. Why and that just number five just covers it, just covers all of that. Everything, all that he just read one through four.
Why do we teach people how to patrol? Because there's eventually going to become a point in time in your life in this country when you and a band of brothers are probably going to have to grab your guns and your gear and walk around for periods of time throughout the day to protect your neighborhood and your loved ones. And they want to make that illegal. This is not communist Russia or communist China, no matter how much the politicians want it. And they can enact something like this all they want. Nobody, I personally believe nobody's going to follow it. And I do not believe law enforcement would enforce it because even in a sense, law enforcement's going to be affected by this bill. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
But well, how much law enforcement is done outside in private training groups?
A lot.
A ton. Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
Now, yeah, with all this being said, like I don't think this is going to pass, but I think it's interesting that they're
that's their mindset. They're telling
that this is the mindset. Yeah.
Yeah. Let Joe Biden get reelected. Here's your future. Right here. Let's continue. Circumstances. The circumstances described in this subsection are that the conduct described involves traveling across a state line or national border. That means to go and aid other places. What they also want to do is they want to stop other governors from sending their state militias to help other governors who are requesting assistance.
Yeah.
It'll be unlawful to use the use of the channels, facilities, or instrumentalities of interstate or foreign commerce. So you will not be allowed to go by boat, by air, or by road in order to help out anyone else in this sort of a function. It'll be unlawful if it involves a firearm, an explosive or incendiary device, or dangerous weapon that has traveled in interstate or foreign commerce. Well, damn, I hope you go to Chicago and enforce this, too, on the, like, 80 people who die a week in there, or New York City, or different parts like Oakland, California, maybe. Or how about Atlanta? Atlanta's rocking all the time. Why don't we go and enforce our own laws against the gosh dang criminals? Hey, here's a thought. Maybe the politicians who, you know, are sending all of our money and our guns and our bullets and our explosives across state lines and across international lines to Ukraine that's found its way to Israel and it's killing Israeli soldiers right now in Gaza. Maybe we should hold them accountable because that same amount of guns and weaponry and the technology that's found its way to the Taliban, thank you, Joe Biden, has found its way to the Mexican border. And now our Border Patrol agents and the people of America are being affected by that. Maybe we should circumvent the American populace and enforce this bill upon Congress. But, of course, I'm just bitching to bitch here because it'll never be enforced. So let's continue because you guys know I'll get carried away. It'll be unlawful if it involves the use of ammunition or a large capacity ammunition feeding device that has traveled in interstate or foreign commerce. You know what's interesting about this? Part of the bill from like 4 or 5 years ago when the Democrats introduced this whole like banning semi-automatic weapons was they more or less wanted us to go back to single-shot rifles, shotguns, single-shot pistols, whenever the hell that is, and then flintlock, so black powder. So I guess the colonial times will come back. It'll be unlawful if you obstruct, delay, or affect interstate or foreign commerce. What is obstructing, delaying, or affecting interstate or foreign commerce currently in Texas? The Freedom Convoy. They don't want you to have another type of convoy like the Freedom Convoy that happened in Canada or like the Freedom Convoys that are happening in Europe right now. They don't want you to protest against the government either. Doesn't sound like we're in the land of the free, home of the brave very much anymore.
So here's a question, right?
Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you, but like, okay, so back to what I was saying with the Freedom Convoy thing, right? Let's say all this stuff, you know, that whatever happens with the Freedom Convoy, maybe nothing happens of it. Maybe something happens with it. This seems like a really good way to have like an add-on charge, right? So now you've got these people, they say, oh, look, this guy, four guys that rode together have been training together. Now let's assume that this bill had been passed. You know, does that give them an opportunity to add this on as an add-on charge?
I don't know. I mean, they can do with it whatever they want because right. This also says that it'll be unlawful with all this other stuff we just said if it also occurs wholly within any commonwealth, territory, or possession of the United States, which means they're expecting something to happen. They're expecting some sort of a rising up of the people, of people saying, we're pissed off. We're not going to deal with this anymore. We're going to grab our pitchforks and our torches, and we're coming to the White House. And I'll see you Sunday, right? But they're planning ahead because listen to the exceptions. It will not be unlawful for these people to do this. For the armed forces of the United States, for the National Guard, for the naval militia, I've never even heard of
that. Yeah, what is the naval militia? Is it in the definitions?
I have no idea. Any regular organized state militia or any unorganized or reserve militia that is called into service by a state or the United States. Now, I'm reminiscing. Barack Obama said eventually we're going to have a civilian force, a civilian security force that, do you remember what he said? Just as big, just as strong, and just as well funded as the U.S. military. So I guess they're going to throw another $3 to $6 trillion into Black Lives Matter because that's who they're talking about. They're talking about those who are going to be party to the communist, the violent revolutionaries, the socialists, the people that just want to obliterate America and live in their little communist utopia. That's who they're referencing here. So the exceptions are those people and also a group of individuals who associate as a military organization solely for purposes of historical reenactment or study. Well, that's good. LARPers are safe. And then also it'll be an exception for people who parade in public as part of a bona fide veterans organization with no intent to engage in the activities prohibited by all these other subsections. It'll be an exception for students in an educational institution authorized by the federal government to teach or by the state to teach military science as a prescribed part of the course or instruction, or under the supervision of a military instructor, or members of an organization that is authorized under federal or state law to provide paramilitary, law enforcement, or security services training, or to engage in paramilitary activity, law enforcement. Okay, so what they're saying is, everybody else, your rights are going to get taken away unless we, the federal government and state government, say, we're going to allow you to have some rights. Because Doug and Damus and Justin and all the other type of instructors out there and people who teach any types of firearms or tactics training, you're not going to be allowed to do that anymore unless you come to us, the federal government, and then we probably will prescribe you the contracts with terms and regulations involved, of course, so that then you can be a bona fide instructor and you can go and teach people.
Yeah.
No, not doing it. Not doing it. We, the people, have the right to self-defense. We, the people, have the right for freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, and we, the people, have the right and demand the right to train ourselves so that we can be prepared for the day that a militia is called up for the defense of our country or our community, that we will be there to respond accordingly and also safely. Yeah. That's our right.
Safely. Like, that's the, like, that's such a big thing. Like, they don't, and that's one thing that's like missed in this whole thing with this training thing, is like the majority of training is building a baseline of safety. Is it not?
Yeah. Always. Yeah. We harp on safety in our courses all the time. I mean, that's why eventually we don't use live firearms for training anymore, mainly because the type of training that we do, it's really not needed. We teach more tactics than firearms, like shooting. We don't teach basic fundamentals of shooting. We teach basic fundamentals of tactics.
Yeah.
So we don't have to have live firearms. And it's not that we wouldn't, but we also can't afford the $500,000 insurance that we would take for the overhead, because Damus and Justin and I literally do all this with pennies. Everything that we supply, everything that we've done for training, we have supplied ourselves. We don't have sponsors for this training. We don't have people who give us stuff. We do all this for ourselves, and we don't really make a lot of money doing this either. I mean, that's why, you know, we it's funny for us when we put on training, we're like, hey, thank God people showed up, because we almost went in debt just getting to the training course
every time.
Yeah. So yeah. Listen to this. This will make people really happy. I want to read to you real quick. Forfeiture involved in this bill.
Yeah.
Anybody understand what forfeiture means? If you are found in violation of what was talked about in the upper paragraphs, in general, any person who violates subsection A shall forfeit to the United States any property, personal or real, involved in, used, or intended to be used in any manner or part to commit or to facilitate. That means land, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means land. To facilitate the commission of the violation, or that constitutes or is derived from proceeds traceable to the violation. So that means when we go to teach you and to train you, eventually they can actually take away everything that we use, our vehicles, our guns, our gear, our business account, our business license, the places that we go and we train at. They can take all that away, or that's their intent. And it's to scare you. It's to scare you and to manipulate you so that you'll capitulate and you'll sit on your ass and not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these people want from you. They want you to be afraid. Black Lives Matter, remember? Don't you dare do. Okay, hey, remember, any of my cop friends out there, remember how afraid people were to even put handcuffs on people in 2020? because of George Floyd. Well, now you'll be so afraid to join a militia, to say that you're a militia, to wear a three percenter shirt, or to even just go out and buy a damn firearm to go training. You'll be so afraid you won't even go do it. That's their intent. I can't believe the audacity of these people to think that they'll get away with this. Damus, we know that you're pretty big into civil rights, and you're a pretty smart guy. We make fun of you every now and then for it. But as a regular civilian, as just the average good American man, what do you hear when we read this? In your mind, what scenario is getting set up in your mind?
Oh, man. The scenario in my mind is that, you know, they're passively, quasi-passively, but they're handcapping us. They're wanting to boost certain radical functions and give them support. But you know, for the everyday man, they're knocking us on our legs. They're taking our legs away from us and enabling us to basically defend our homes and to train for that. Overall, this it's a pretty scary bill, because this you know, enables us to do anything that what we're trying to do in the future. Basically, not only train ourselves, but show other people how to train and to protect their homes, protect their families, protect their wives, their property, everything that they hold value, that they're allowing the government to control how we do that. And that's what's scary is from the overall government standpoint, they're telling you exactly how you can train, how you cannot train, who you can associate with, who you can congregate with. I mean, that's scary. I mean, I remember at certain points in history, you know, we couldn't even, you know, gather as groups, you know, or certain people couldn't, you know, this is what, you know, they're leaning towards, you know, back in war, what the Vietnam War or the, you know, back in those times, they would allow certain groups to get together. Now we're seeing as that Christian men, what, you know, people that, are questioning the outcomes of these type of bills. I mean, they're completely taking away our ability to respond to a outside threat, and it scares the death out of a lot of people. And that's why we decided to have these phone calls and talk about it, you know, because we want to see what we think and how. How we move on from here. I mean, I know this is just put out there. It's not signed in yet, but what if it is? How does that affect our day-to-day lives?
Yeah, I mean, it can be, you know, it's got to go through its rounds in order to be voted on, but it can be enacted in a week or in a month if they really choose right. to pass it.
Yeah.
You know, we have this potential looming war with Iran, all right, that Biden just definitely wants. The military industrial complex is just drooling for another war because everybody's going broke. So you got to be on the lookout. You got to be so smart right now for any type of red herring, any type of January 6th like moment. And mm-hmm. then you get tossed this softball. Man arrested for father's murder after showing decapitated head on YouTube. Justin, you want to take this one?
Oh, yeah. So, wow. What a nutso. I guess the guy got on YouTube, did a video that was upwards of like 14 minutes long. Apparently, I've not watched it. I'm not going to watch it. I have no desire to see this. But apparently, the head was in a bag and was displayed and then was later seen like in a cook pot. The guy went on for like 14 minutes talking about the Biden administration, how the federal government is, you know, gone nuts, this and that. So I read into the guy a little bit. And, you know, this is going to be painted as he's just, you know, a right wing conspiracy guy. Some of the articles I read prior to this article, which went a little bit more in depth, you know, of course, says that he was influenced by social media, which I have no doubt that he was. He actually said, "I am now officially acting as the president of America under martial law," calling for a second American Revolution.
This guy's unhinged.
Yeah, he's super unhinged. He's super unhinged. He attacked Black Lives Matter and the LGBTQ ZY movement. And the guy, yeah. So he said his dad is now in hell for eternity as a traitor to his country. But so, right, that is all super unhinged. But then you go down and you read more of like what this guy's done. He tried to sue the federal government for allowing or for not getting a good paying job and allowing him to get student loans. And then he also tried to sue Progressive Insurance because he failed to move ahead in the company. And he claimed that he was because he was a man.
Yeah, he's an anti-feminist in his.
Yeah, he's a. Yep. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's just interesting. This guy literally hits on everything that the red-pilled, you know, Republican MAGA Christian community has talked about. Not that he is a representation of any of us. He is not.
Yeah, they just hit on all the talking points.
Yeah, this guy is clearly mentally ill. Clearly mentally ill. All right. He called for a second American Revolution. He called for every federal agent to be hunted down and executed, like he did his own father. Okay. And then he also said that that he was echoing violent conspiracy theories such as the QAnon movement, which is definitely the CIA and the FBI, which has been peddled by far right commentators. You know, I think that it's interesting timing for one of our MK Ultra victims to snap out of it. This is some of the stuff that Russ Dissar talked about as guys who had multiple personality disorders. Most likely this guy is a victim of some sort of SRA, something that's deep down that made this guy just snap. The normal person, I've dealt with crazy people. I've dealt with like a lot of crazy people. I mean, people who will tell you some crazy stuff. I've arrested Obama's uncle who had an imaginary rabbit that you had to pet, or like he would freak out and like throw crap at you because he was naked. People are weird, but I've never seen the amount of stuff that I'm reading off this guy. He claimed to be the Messiah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's an author. One of his books was titled The Second Messiah, King of Earth, which was loosely based on the life of the author and his music. They're going to use this guy. They're going to use this guy and say, oh, look, shining example of MAGA and Trump voter and blah, blah, blah. This is what Barack Obama talked about, the violence of the right wing white people. And of course, he's white as well, because race is always a great divider. I don't know. I'm speechless by how fast these two things came out of left field. Right. I'm speechless, but I'm not surprised. Well, 2024 is going to be a hell of a year. Yeah. Look, guys, we got like 5 minutes left. Tell everybody about the training that's coming up, Justin.
Oh, let me roll into this. The Naval Militia is the reservist, by the way. I looked it up.
Ah, there you go. Reservist.
So February, that's in the February class is in like 8 days. So thanks to everyone who signed up, which is about this many people. So unless about 10 of you decide to sign up in the next probably 4 days, the February class is off.
Canceled.
And then canceled, better word. And then we're just gonna push hard for the March class. We'd really like to see. It'd really be great to get 10 of you out there. More the merrier for sure, but 10 is kind of our bottom line for us to break even for sure. But we would love to see you guys. And I mean, we're going to keep working no matter what.
This is the thing when it comes to training. People ask me all the time, who can I take the training? We don't use live firearms, so the risk of that is out. If you want to bring your kids and have them experienced in this so that they can not only see you in action, but so you as the father and mother could put yourself into the scenario, bring your kids. We are a family-friendly Christian environment. We're not here to yell at you. We're not here to harass you or intimidate you. We're here to train you. And the government says it's about time that we stop training you. So, you know, we've harped on this for a while. People don't listen. They do what they want, man. It sucks that probably no one's going to show up for February. You know, and that's whatever. But if there's 15, 20, freaking 30 people that show up in March for that class, the more the merrier, man. Whatever. The more people we can get trained, because that's what this is about. This was the calling that God put on my heart, is to start this training company almost 2 years ago. I met Justin and I met Damas through the training, and we you know, as Christian men and husbands and fathers, we've linked arms and we've decided we need to do something about getting God's people ready for what's coming. And we've been saying this since last year, something's coming. We don't know what it is. Everybody's feeling it, right? I'll roll a take of a guy who's talking about this, how he's talking about something big brewing. But we know something's coming. What is it that we've been saying, that every time we've put together a training class, something like internationally big has happened around the world, mm-hmm. Justin?
Yeah. We're like, I think we're 5 for 5, actually. Something yes. Every time it's happened.
I think it's been put on a lot of our hearts to do something. Something's in our gut stomach telling us that, I think a lot of Christians out there, and to not just train, but to, you know, maybe find property or have a game plan of some sorts, and to prepare. So it's written on, it's been in my gut for a couple of years now to do certain things. And I'm just, in the last couple of years, been able to actually do those things that my gut has been pulling me towards. And that's, you know, maybe get some property, get some training, find better friends that are Christ focused. That's a big thing that has been on my heart. And, you know, who did I meet in the last couple of years? You know, Doug, you, Justin, and a handful of other people. So I think God is definitely putting it on our hearts to do certain things. It's just up to us to act on those. I don't know about you guys, but I've definitely felt it. And I think God has delivered, not only with the training, but the putting people in our lives to help us with those things. So I don't know.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the same thing for people trying to find a good church. You know, that's why our dear brother, Jamie Walden, has seen such an influx of people coming to his area of Southern Colorado, because people, the church wants to be around each other. You know, they're tired of being yoked up with this world. This world, man, we live in a fallen kingdom, and we are not to be a part of it. We're called to be as separated as possible, to come out of that world. And, you know, I mean, it may be a sacrifice. You may have to quit your job. You may have to move. If you're in a bad area, bad people, and they're influencing you, they're hurting you, keeping you down, you can't live the Christian lifestyle that, you know, God has called you to, you need to get out of that area. Why would you stay in Sodom? Mm-hmm. Why would you stay in Gomorrah? Why would you stay in Babylon? Unless you're called to be there to witness to people, that's a different thing. But if you feel in your spirit, hey, we need to move. This is not where we need to be. This is not where God's called us. You need to start getting down on your knees and praying. Lord, direct my hands. Where do I go? Confirm it with two or three other witnesses. That's another thing. Christians, seek confirmation from the Lord. Don't just trust your gut and the little voice in your head. Seek confirmation from the Lord 100%. When it comes to these really big moves. That's a lot of money just to move, sell your house and do all this other stuff. You know, the next thing I would say is when it comes to preparing, prepare properly. Night vision, good weapons, good gear, good food, good training. Get yourself in shape. The wellness company, we recently had them on. You can go to thewellnesscompany.health and get those little emergency packets that have all the different types of medicines that's inside of it. We got to break free of the system that's keeping us down. This world has designed a system that has completely encapsulated and entrapped us. They tax us to no end. They want you to look at that Baphomet statue and never touch it again. That's why the veteran who smashed the Baphomet statue, he's getting federally prosecuted now for a hate crime. Yeah. But yet Black Lives Matter didn't get prosecuted for a hate crime when they set a church on fire right in front of the White House. So you see this Antichrist kingdom, it's coming up out of the sea. It's coming up out of these people. They're showing you their hand. I don't know how much time we got left, but I can promise you, I'm going to take care of me and mine. Justin's going to take care of his. Damus is going to take care of his. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to do your best to take care of you and your loved ones. But for some of you out there, if you think you need better training to help protect yourself and your family, come see us. Come and see us. Come talk to us. We'll do our best to either try and meet you financially in the middle or to try and help you out to get you trained. But time's growing short. We don't know how much time we got left. If the lights go out tomorrow, what you have in your house and inside your head is all you got. Remember that. So, guys, thanks very much for coming on with us tonight. As we always say, train, prepare, and pray, and stay frosty. We'll see you next time. Hey guys, this is Doug. I'm currently banned from YouTube again. So for anyone who follows me on YouTube, you're going to have to follow me on gsradio.net and Rumble for about the next 2 weeks because YouTube hates me. This last interview that I did with the wellness company CEO, Peter Galluli, that got us banned. You know, what sucks is you can't talk about anything on YouTube anymore. There's no telling how long I'm going to last on YouTube. But until then, man, we're going to keep saying what we say, and we're going to keep preaching what we preach. And consequences be damned. No one's going to silence us. So please go to the Wellness Company. Check them out. Check out some of their vitamins and supplements. Make sure you go to Ready Made Resources and check out all the stuff that they got. And if you don't have training, please look at VindictiveSolutions.com. Currently, the way the website is, the store is not active, so it says everything's sold out. None of the training is sold out. So I want you to be able to know that if you need training, please contact us at the VindictiveSolutions.com website, or you can email me at AmericanVindictiveShow@gmail.com. That's all I got, guys. Take care. Love you all. Stay frosty. See you next time. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission. What's the need for training? We train because we care about others. We agree to stand, fight, and die for those that we love. Become an asset to your community, not a liability. Visit VindictiveSolutions.com. Come get some training. You can also visit ReadyMadeResources.com, where the next two training courses are going to be at, starting in February. On the 10th, we have the Shoot, Move, Communicate course. This is a two-day course. The course costs a total of $650. It will be running daytime and nighttime. And then we also have March 14th through the 17th. This is our big four-day course. That is $1,000. We do feed people lunch and dinner on that course, the two-day course. In February, we will not be feeding anybody, but we'll be getting as many reps in the Shoot House as possible. No real big events or scenarios. It's just nonstop training. But that big course in February is the fun one. So if you don't have any of the basics, visit us in February for the basics and come right back in March for some of the advanced stuff. Hope to see you there.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.